Pope Francis has sent a letter to the president of the Argentinian Episcopal Conference on the occasion of the 200th anniversary of the country's independence. In the letter, he invites people in his homeland to dare to dream. Lydia O'Kane reports.
On the 9th of July 1816, Argentina declared independence from its then ruler, Spain. To mark this major event in the country's history, Pope Francis has sent a letter to the president of the Argentinian Episcopal Conference, José María Arancido, in which he addresses those in authority and the Argentinian people on the occasion of his homeland's bicentennial celebrations. In the letter, the Pope says he desires that this celebration will make us stronger in the path taken by our ancestors 200 years ago, and invites the people of the country not to sell the motherland and to resist all forms of colonization. In particular, he draws attention to those who suffer the most in Argentinian society, such as the sick, those living in poverty, prisoners, those who are lonely, those who have no work, victims of trafficking, child victims of abuse, and young people who are suffering from the scourge of drugs. The Holy Father also looks to the elderly and to young Argentinians to chart the path forward for the country, saying, "I would like to ask the elderly who have a good memory of history to look past this throwaway culture that has been forced upon us and dare to dream. We need their dreams. They are a font of inspiration." He goes on to say, "I ask young people not to live a retired life in a bureaucratic quietism they are encouraged into by many opportunities that lack excitement and heroism." The Pope concludes by saying that only if our elderly dare to dream and our young imagine great things can the homeland be free. We need elderly people who dream and motivate young people who in turn run forth armed with the creativity of imagination inspired by these very dreams. I'm Lydia O'Kane.